As President Bush and Congress make plans to improve airport security, there are lingering questions about why some steps weren't taken years ago. Under the current system, airlines give the job of passenger screening to independent contractors, chosen by lowest bid. There have been attempts in the past to change the system, but they disappeared into the lobby bureaucracy of Washington. NPR's Peter Overby examined one proposed change and filed this report.
The regulation in question would have required the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, to certify the companies that screen passengers. Screeners would be trained and tested, and the companies would be held responsible for their performance. It's far from clear that screening certification by itself would have stopped what happened on September 11th. But since then, it's become a symbol of what's wrong. Congress told the FAA to start certifying screening companies in 1996. For a variety of reasons, the agency still hasn't started doing it. Some critics blame this on the airline industry and its influence in Washington. The airlines put $6.8 million into the election campaigns of 2000, according to the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics. Peter DeFazio of Oregon is one congressman who's battled the airlines and their lobby group, the Air Transport Association, or ATA.
Basically, any rule that costs the industry money, whether it goes to protecting pilots from fatigue and increasing the, you know, their rest periods or the flight attendants' rest periods, or it goes to a mandate on proactive safety stuff, or if it goes to security, anything that's going to cost the industry money, the Air Transport Association, their fleet of lawyers, they come in and they just drag the process out because every day they delay it is a day they save money.
Not so, says Richard DeBrava, the association's director of security. He says the ATA endorsed screening certification even before Congress did.
Our number one goal was to get that rulemaking out there because that was vital to improving the checkpoint process. And it was something that we approached the Presidential Commission in 96 about. It's something that we've had a total commitment to and have a history of supporting. So if there's any indications or criticism of us in trying to delay the rule or hamper the rule or do anything to derail it, that's absolutely nothing could be further from the truth.
The airlines liked screening certification in theory. They wanted to put as much distance as they could between themselves and the security operations. But they didn't like some of the FAA's specifics. Again, Richard DeBrava.
I don't think there's any air carrier or member of ATA that would say that we've ever seen an instance where the FAA has signed up to our view of the world.
The agency said that if a screening checkpoint failed to measure up, screeners would have to conduct more careful searches and post signs explaining the slowdown to passengers. The ATA said the signs could encourage terrorists. The airlines also wanted the FAA to hold field hearings to hear from small airlines and screening companies. The FAA held two hearings. Four people showed up for one. Nobody came to the other. The delay took 3 months.
All this time, the ATA, leading up to the issuance of the NPRM, that extended period of time, had been working with the FAA behind the scenes.
Billy Vincent is a private security consultant and former director of civil aviation security for the FAA. He says that all along, the airline group was conducting business as usual.
They're very cagey. They will, a lot of times, not directly oppose something. It is, we're not sure about that, but let's look at this or so on. We're not sure that we ought to do that, but maybe we can develop more information that'll tell us the way to go. In other words, let's do studies.
There were other hang-ups as well. At one point, the FAA completely rewrote the regulations to take advantage of new technology for baggage scanning. And this January, President Bush put a freeze on all pending regulations left behind by former President Bill Clinton's administration. Other regulations have been unfrozen since then, but on September 11th, the Office of Management and Budget was still holding onto the rule for screening certification. The FAA declined interview requests for this story. One bureaucratic note, for every new regulation, the federal government has to justify the monetary cost. The FAA estimated, roughly, that better security screening would save one Boeing 737 over 10 years. The agency valued the airplane at $16 million. The value of saving the lives of 73 passengers and 5 crew members, $2.7 million each. Numbers that seemed cold when they were calculated, and naive today. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.